dance are fond and free, and Flemish lips are willing, and sweet the maids of Italy, and Spanish eyes are thrilling.
Still though I pass beneath their smile, their charms all fail to bind me, and my heart goes back to Erin's Isle, to the girl I left behind me.
She's as fair as Shannon's side and purer than its water, but she refused to be my bride, though many a year I sought her.
Yet since to France I sail away, her letters oft remind me that I promised never to gainsay the girl I left behind me.
Come home, my friends are rich and many, or else abroad with you I'll roam, a soldier stout as any.
If you'll not come or let me go, I'll think you have resigned me. My heart I broke when I answered no to the girl I left behind me.
Shall my true love brave a life of war and toiling, and never as a skulking slave I'll tread my native soil on.
But were it free or to be free, the battle's close would find me, to Ireland bound or message need from the girl I left behind me.
Shall my true love brave a life of war and toiling, and ever as a skulking slave I'll tread my native soil. But were it free or to be free, the battle's close would find me, island bound or message need from the girl I left behind me.
Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRBS 88.7 FM. This broadcast is coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and we just heard the Flanagan Brothers with The Girl I Left Behind Me from Columbia Records number 33295, recorded in New York in February of 1928. The Flanagans were Joe and Mike Flanagan, Mike singing, and an unknown orchestra behind them. This week we're going to be listening to a number of reissued 78s coming from the first volume of the Old Time Records CD, which is called US Recordings. Old Time Records is a great record company based in Dublin, reissuing classic 78s on CD along with liner notes and information on them. The first track we heard there was Louis E. Quinn and his Shamrock Minstrels with a barn dance medley, and that was recorded in New York on December 15th of 1934. It was Louis Quinn and James Byrne, also known as Lado Byrne, on the fiddles, Patrick Lynch on the accordion, and unknown piano and guitar players. We're going to continue with another track off of this record, McKenna and Gaffney. That's John McKenna on the whistle and lilting, and Michael Gaffney on the banjo mandolin. John McKenna is originally from Leitrim, but emigrated to New York, and this recording was made in New York for Gennett Records on January 19th of 1925. Here they are with the reels of Mullinavet.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Martin Byrne and his orchestra with the Merry Harriers and the Old Maids of Galway, recorded for Columbia Records on November 10th of 1936. This band was led by the Roscommon-born piper Martin Byrne, and it recorded in both 1936 and 1938. The other players include John Mulvihill on the fiddle, John Griffin and James Darcy on the flute, Billy McElligott on the accordion, and Alex Brown on the piano. Before that, we heard the Flanagan Brothers again with Sarsfield Lilt, a few jigs from them, recorded for Columbia Records again, January of 1928. Up next, here's P.J. Conlon with the Heathery Breeze. P.J. Conlon hails from Galway and was a great melodeon player, and this recording is from around April of 1921. He's joined by James J. Gary on the piano. Thank you.
there's a rumor in the air. You can hear it everywhere about old dogs who get the chair down in Washington. There's one who should be seated, and we hope won't be defeated. He's the man who's fair and square with everyone. Now in this great big land of ours, there's not a man more fit for a nation fair to love and care than our old pal Al Smith. It would be only just and fair to help him get the chair. Then the east side, west side will go dancing round the town. All the USA will have Al someday. For you can keep a good man down. No doubt good men will run, but we only want the one who have been faithful, loyal, and true to our flag, red, white, and blue. And when the fight is won, and you're down in Washington, now we'll all have faith in you, we know you'll do. For in this great big land of ours, there's not a man more fit for a nation fair to love and care than our old pal Al Smith. It would be only just and fair to help him get the chair. Then the east side, west side will go dancing round the town. All the USA will have Al someday. For you can keep a good man down.
That was Mike Flanagan singing You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, joined by an unknown orchestra and recorded for Columbia Records in May of 1928. Before that, we heard James Darcy on the flute, joined by John Mulvihill on the fiddle, and probably Alex Brown on the piano. Those are members of Martin Burns' orchestra, who we heard earlier, but we heard a spirited fiddle and flute duet from them there, recorded also for Columbia, November 10th of 1936. We're going to continue with a few more recordings of bands here. Coming up next, we'll hear from the Four Provinces Orchestra with The Drummer Boy, and that's from November of 1929. And then after that, we'll hear from Louis Quinn and his Shamrock Minstrels again with the Stack of Barley Medley from December 15th of 1934. Thank you. That was Patrick Halloran and his Pride of Erin Orchestra with Cherish the Ladies from March 3rd of 1932. The personnel were Paddy Halloran, who's a very well-known fiddle player and recorded many, many 78s in his own right, Paddy Sweeney on the fiddle as well, and probably Ed Tucker on the piano. The sax, accordion, and banjo players are unfortunately unknown. This was recorded for Crown. We're going to listen to a few more big bands here, continuing with the Inishfail Irish Orchestra from February of 1930 with unknown personnel and the tune Inishfail Special. Thank you.
to the nearest gate, or give you a save of any nativity. My heart is seldom sad, and I like to make folks glad, and the girl's eyes a twinkle like the sorrow. I'm always at my ease, for my friends I love to tease. I'm the rattling, chattering, tearing Pat O'Hara. Then array my Irish boy, then fond of fun and noise. There's not from Dublin down to Connemara, or from Limerick to Kildare, oh, a boy that can compare with the rattling, chattering, tearing Pat O'Hara. Pretty across the green sod, light and gaily. I'm always up to fun, but was never known to run, for that would be disgrace to my shillelagh. If a calling to you see that is looking after me, and fix her name is Kitty McNamara, with two eyes as black as snows, that wherever I may go, they're always chasing after Pat O'Hara. Then array my Irish boy, that is fun to fun. From Dublin down to Connemara, or from Limerick to Kildare, oh, a boy that can compare with the rattling, tattering, tearing Pat O'Hara. Hills and valleys, both in shamrock green too, and its calling sweet and fair, few with him that can compare, for their equals mighty seldom to be seen, sure, though the times have changed this while, in dear old Erinsyle, and many have had to wander near and far, oh, or just keep up your heart, you will find it a better part, tis the style that's always pleasing Pat O'Hara. Then array my Irish boys, that's fond of fun and noise. There's not from Dublin down to Connemara, or from Limerick to Kildare, oh, a boy that can compare with the rattling, tattering, tearing Pat O'Hara.
Thank you.
May of 1928. That was the Flanagan Brothers with The Bells of Athenry. Before that, we heard Frank Quinn with Pat O'Hara, recorded in July of 1928. And before that, we heard William Quinn and his Dublin Orchestra with Sweet Biddy Daly from March of 1932. We're going to continue on with a few solo recordings before we finish up. Here's Tom Ennis with some Irish reels.
Thank you.
The recording is from March 5th of 1929 and is attributed to Kipping Scanlon, the medley of jigs. However, Kip Scanlon, a very well-known Sligo fiddler, is not actually known to have traveled to America, and so the opinion of the people putting together this collection is that the fiddler on the record is actually James Morrison, who would have learned from Kip Scanlon. This week we've been listening to tracks from the Old Time Records CD Volume 1, U.S. Recordings. These are 78s that had never before been issued on vinyl or CD, traditional recordings from the 1920s and the 1930s. Thank you so much for joining me this week on From the Shamrock Shore. I'm Heather Cole Mullen. This show is coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette on KRVS Radio 88.7 FM. We're going to finish off with O'Leary's Irish Minstrels with John Riley. This is My Wild Irish Rose from Columbia Records in November of
this Afro-Balkan land.